The heads of the EU institutions, as well as civil society groups, business leaders and union representatives, all came together in Brussels to take part in the so-called Tripartite Social Summit. This, as figures just released by the EU's statistical agency Eurostat, show that 109 million people in the bloc are living on the poverty line. That's 22% of the EU's entire population.
Are these figures... is it not a major stain on the legacy of the outgoing commission?
Social Dialogue Commissioner Valdis Dombrovskis responded to our question by defending the European Commission's record over the past 5 years as a new commission prepares to take office. Unemployment is down, he said. But the head of the bloc's rotating presidency was less sanguine.
We need to have better education for people, and education level need to be higher in future.
Poverty rates in Bulgaria are running at an incredible 32.8% of the population. In Romania, 32.5%, Greece, 31.8%, and above 25% in Latvia, Lithuania, Italy and Spain.
This lack of investment in human capital has both severe social and economic consequences for the member state at the national level, but for the stability of the European Union in general, in particular the Eurozone.
We already see a record number of Eurosceptic politicians in the European Parliament, and Eurosceptic parties are actually in government across several EU member states. Experts warn this trend will continue and the bloc will ultimately fall apart if EU leaders and institutions fail to ensure greater social justice for citizens. Jerome Hughes, Press TV, at the Tripartite Social Summit, Brussels.